broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt continues now. This is the broadcast for December the 30th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Our goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio, using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And man, we got a row to hoe. The thugs are trying to take down every patriot I know. Every patriot that I know is in jail, preventing themselves from going to jail, or just got out of jail, or, man, they've been abused left and right. It's beyond imagination. But I started seeing information about my good friend Matt Shea in the news. VoteShea.com. And Matt Shea, if you don't know, is a Washington state legislator. And he's been doing a phenomenal job, and he started to head up all kind of committees and really taken, the sacred cause of liberty seriously for a change. And he's been doing a phenomenal job. They can't stand it. So they say Washington state legislator Matt Shea, now accused of domestic terrorism, they say. And they say they have this big old report that was done by this committee. They're so concerned the sheriff over there is going to send the information to the FBI. Wow, the FBI's been caught withholding exculpatory evidence against Ammon Bundy and against Donald Trump. So the lowliest to the highest man in the country. Poor Matt caught in between there. But Representative Matt Shea's been expelled, they claim, from the GOP state of Washington's caucus. And believe it or not, there's a Matt Shea Wikipedia article I just saw. It said Matthew Thomas Shea. And then it gives his birth date, born in 1974. And they call him an American politician, attorney, and Christian supremacist. I don't even know what the heck a Christian supremacist is, but the word smithing is beyond imagination. But you know what? I don't hear anybody in the mainstream press, or even in the alternative press, hardly, letting Matt speak for himself. What does Matt have to say about their shenanigans and, I believe, dishonest mischaracterization, to say the least? Matt, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Hey, Sam, thanks for having me on again.
What do you have to say? Let's just start with, that's the summary that I saw in the news, right?
Yeah, well, so this is happening to the president, and a lot of folks think, oh, it's only limited to the national level, but actually, we're starting to see this at the state and local level, where they're using the same tactic called the wrap-up smear, where they try to legitimize things in the media, even though the charges and allegations are demonstrably false and fairly easily refuted. But it's important for folks to understand that this is...
Let's be very clear, though, Matt, not to interrupt, but they're easily refuted by fact, but they're not easily refuted because the mainstream press continues to dishonestly distribute the lie.
That is an accurate statement. Fact, it should matter. Over the last 12 years, every single year, they have come at me and tried to hit me with something. I set up, even on my website at voteshea.com, a truth page with all the primary source documents conclusively refuting it. And if, for example, in this report, this investigator put stuff into the report that had already been conclusively refuted and then didn't put in the primary source documents that were easily obtainable on my webpage. So you have to ask yourself the question, you know, what's really going on here? In addition to that, the investigator failed to interview over 24 material witnesses, and actually that has now grown to over 36 material witnesses, and they're saying that this investigation and report was very thorough, and it just simply is not. And this is about not Donald Trump, not Matt Shea, not even Sam Bushman. This is about the people. We happen to be standing in the way, and they have started to target what they believe to be leaders of the Patriot movement to try to take them out in advance for next year. And I'm going to tell you something. This is a tactic that was used in the 1929-30 time frame called the Red Terror, where the Marxists would come and they would try to take out anybody they perceived to be a leader or a problem. The only difference is, here in America, we have the opportunity and ability to fight back with shows like your own.
All right, it's hard to know where to start with this thing, because I agree the facts are fairly easy to refute, but with the mainstream press carrying the ball, it's very hard to set the record straight. Scott Bradley, do you want to chime in here? We talked about the FISA court last hour. This is almost like, I don't know what you want to call it, the FISA court going domestic without the FISA part, meaning that who are the people who make these wrap-up smears and put them all together and peddle them in the media and gain credibility and wouldn't even know who they are. So the headline says, hey, did Nancy Pelosi admit to a wrap-up smear on the tunnel? No, she actually accused the Republicans of it. But you come around and say the FISA court almost set the stage for this to happen, right?
Well, you really do. But in this case with Matt, by the way, Matt, it's good to hear your voice. We don't get to visit nearly often enough, and I surely appreciate your efforts to preserve the cause of liberty. But this stuff goes on constantly, and I think that the solution, regardless of what level you're at, because as you point out, who controls the media controls, basically a very broad spectrum of things. He who controls the media rules, I think, is how you put it, Sam, all the time. But Matt, I think what I would do, and having been through this on a much smaller scale, 30 years ago, I would take the case to the people. I think your people will continue to support you, and I think regardless of what happens on the the media world, I think if you aggressively take this to your people, take the message, take the facts, I think your people will not only support you, they'll continue to keep you in office because they need your voice there in order to preserve what semblance of liberty is left in the state of Washington. And I guess, if I recall correctly, there's movements in Washington, Oregon, and California to split the states and keep people free. And I think you're from the free portion of Washington, aren't you?
I am, and we have aggressively and will continue to aggressively bring this to the folks here. And the outpouring of support locally particularly has been absolutely overwhelming. People are seeing right through this. They see the dramatic parallels between this and the so-called impeachment, secret investigation, secret witnesses, no ability to confront your accuser, and some pretty outrageous, demonstrably false claims on the face. And so I completely agree with you. And, part of this is over our idea to split the state. It's in the Constitution, Article 4, Section 3, to be able to do that. And it has huge popularity, over 70% support here in this area, and people want to do it. And I think it's because people are sick and tired of downtown Seattle, or that equivalent of downtown Seattle and whatever state somebody might be from, trying to run the lives of everybody else, and not just in a lording over way, but trying to get into every single area of a person's life and take away their property and their ability to live free and their ability to speak and try to be thought police constantly. I think that's what folks are really upset about. I think that's why Donald Trump's going to win a second term too, by the way.
Yeah, I would say that, Ronald Reagan was the master. You can say what you want about the man on any of the issues that come up, but he had a masterful way of taking the message to the people. And he delivered that message eloquently and concisely. The people, it resonated with them. And I think part of the problem with you, Matt, is that the people can see this when they're given an opportunity to do it, and they respond. And I think the people are those that are kind of trying to chase you down and throw you out are getting nervous that this cause of liberty, it might spread. Can you imagine? And so they're trying, they're pulling at straws. I would love to hear, Sam, as he introduced you, talked about their case unraveling. I would love to hear the exposures of what's happening to say, wait, due process never occurred and all these kind of things.
Let's start with a couple of things. One of the big claims they made is that Matt Shea helped engineer the Malheur Wildlife takeover. Ammon Bundy clearly stands up and says that's not even close to true. Matt?
Yeah, well, let's go through it then really quick. First of all, I'm a decorated Army combat veteran, and as we saw during the impeachment, apparently you're not supposed to attack those unless they're Republican. The first thing that I'm going to say, and this is one of the findings of the report, is, quote, this investigation found no evidence that Representative Shea presents an imminent direct threat to any individual or group, end quote.
Now stop. I need you to repeat that, sir.
Okay. this page, I believe, 81 of the report. Quote, this investigation found no evidence that Representative Shea presents an imminent, direct threat to any individual or group, end quote. And then they go on and they say, but if you take everything holistically, then he must present a threat into the future. And he, you know, he's planning these things like Mahir in Nevada and North Idaho as some sort of a takeover. Total bunk. This contract, Sam, cost taxpayers over $120,000. Bullet points 2 and 3 of the scope of work in this contract are critical to understand, because in the contract they said they wanted the investigator not to investigate Matt, not to investigate Representative Shea. They wanted the investigator to investigate third parties, groups and individuals, and assign them a threat level. That's what this investigation was about. It was about the Patriot community. It was about the individual citizens. And it was about smearing them. We asked the question. We've been asking it since October. What jurisdiction do you have, cite it, to give you authority to do that? And we believe it's unconstitutional, clearly. They have refused to answer it for over 2.5 months now. And so that's where I would start with this entire thing. I think it's important for everybody to understand.
But I don't know that you or Donald could do anything about it at this stage. The secret combinations have basically got above the people. Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com, Matt Shea, voteshea.com, Kurt and Sam on your radio. Hang tight, folks.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosherified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
I double down in defense, public defense of Matt Shea. They're lying, ladies and gentlemen. They're playing a dishonest, immoral game. They're using the wrap-up smear to lie and defame Matt in the court of public opinion, using the mainstream press as their agenda boys. And the fact is, you can debunk the facts in about 5 seconds. What you can't debunk is their propaganda machine that goes into extreme hyper overdrive. But Matt Shea is calling him to account. He's an attorney. He's a combat vet. They say he's no threat, really, to individuals or groups at all right now. None. But don't worry. If you add up everything, there's a future massive threat a-coming, and we better be the thought police and head it off before we ever can. After all, he's a Christian supremacist. Matt, I want you to respond to that. Isn't that how they're agitating public opinion, trying to get it against you dishonestly by using, in my opinion, a lot of these scare words is what they're doing.
Well, that's exactly right. And what does that even mean, Christian supremacy? Look at Jesus
Christ.
Well,
it's a contradiction in terms, first of all, isn't it?
Right. Well, it seems that way. You know, they had tried to attack the idea that Jesus Christ suffered, died, buried, and was risen again on the third day with the title deed to the earth, that he has dominion over the earth, a central doctrine to Christianity. And they tried to attack that. So what this really is an attack on the Constitution. It's an attack on everything that has made this country great. And it's an attack on people's ability to believe freely. You know, they try to say they have tolerance. It will for everybody except patriots, apparently. And I think it's, again, important to understand these three events that they call domestic terrorism in this report, and they say and claim that I planned these things, are very easily refutable. Let's start with the Mall Here refuge very quickly. First of all, no material witnesses that I know of were interviewed down there. There were some witnesses that were maybe tangential to things, but not material witnesses, like the folks that were actually there. Brandon Thornton came out with a video, so did Ammon Bundy, very conclusively rebutting the idea that I planned it, along with the other six legislators that went down there with me to figure out what the heck was going on down in Mall Here Refuge. And oh, by the way, those guys were acquitted by a jury of their peers in Oregon for the protest that happened down at Mall Here Refuge. And for those people...
Yeah, but never mind, they were acquitted, though. You planned it. So what they're trying to do is, again, there's no evidence, there's no court. In fact, the courts really showed the FBI criminalistic in their nature. The jury said no, no guilt here. They tased Marcus Mumford in court in Oregon over this thing when the Bundys were freed by a wise jury. But what they're trying to do now is get political mileage out of this because, again, you use all the scare words. Right. You use the wrap-up smear and scare words like Christian supremacist. He engineered an armed takeover. See, all this is just scare words to back it into a court of public opinion barbecue and eventually force out of Matt Shea.
What they're trying to do is retry the Mall Here Refuge trial. And the fact of the matter is it was a protest. The fact of the matter is the goal of the folks that were occupying the refuge was to be trespassed. It wasn't to do armed confrontation. It was to be trespassed so that they would have jurisdiction and standing to challenge the authority of the government to continue the ownership of Mall Here Refuge because of a 1930s law. That was their goal. In addition to that, in the report on page 21, they actually admit my goal and the goal of the other legislators to go down there was very simple. It was peaceful resolution. They actually admit that in the report, and yet the media continues not to report on that. If you go to Nevada, Ammon Bundy has come out with multiple videos in addition to several other people saying very clearly, I didn't even show up until the day after everything happened at the Bundy.
Now, let me stop you there, Matt. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, and Richard Mack were all at the peaceful rally that morning in Oregon before the takeover. And I don't know if you know, but here's what they did to me. I was one of the leaders of the rally, and so they took a picture of my face leading the rally. Literally, they showed everybody, you know, marching and going to the Hammonds' home to peacefully give them hugs and say we will work towards their release. We don't believe they're terrorists either. So they took my photo of me leading that rally, and they literally put that on the takeover stories, even though I was publicly in writing, writing a press release and denouncing the takeover, saying I'm not part of it. I don't think Ammon should have done that. Now, I'm not attacking Ammon. I defend Ammon 100%, except for we have the right to disagree. I don't think taking that over was the best move. Nevertheless, they literally put that peaceful rally photo of me on the takeover stories and lied.
They did, and I remember that. There's a conflation in this report between the two protests, the one that started there in Burns and then the one that moved out to the Mall Here Refuge. And most of us, myself included, publicly questioned a lot of what was happening down there at Mall Here Refuge very, very publicly. There was no question about that. And this idea that you can have former and current law enforcement go down to Burns, Oregon, and protest, and that somehow is domestic terrorism, is ludicrous. And then the occupation where the people were acquitted by a jury of their peers to call that domestic terrorism is, again, ludicrous and can't be as a matter of law. So just that event, very easily refuted. The Bundy Ranch, like I mentioned, very easily refuted. Ammon came out and very clearly said, I didn't even show up. He didn't even talk to me until after everything had already happened. Then you had this event up in North Idaho where you had the county sheriff sitting there with us in North Idaho when the VA claimed that they were going to try to come and take this veteran's firearms. We stood against it. It can't be as a matter of law terrorism that the county sheriff is standing with you. And back to the Bundy Ranch quickly. The Larry Wooten memo that came out led to a federal district court judge dismissing that case with prejudice because, and this is characterization of one media outlet, there was widespread government misconduct down there, including the bragging about a kill book, that they drove three people to suicide, that this was an intentional confrontation created by the federal government. And why has that not come out and been talked about in the media?
So can you sue the media, and can you sue some of these people? Larry Klayman and others are on a big old sue everybody for these things to try to create accountability. And on one hand, I support the effort because somebody's got to do something to stop them. I'm not so sure lawsuits are the answer. And how do we create accountability and transparency? What they're going to do is bury all this stuff and let their false allegations stand. Then they're going to get their friends in the media to literally double down and act like they're the truth or error monitors or reporters. And they're just going to manipulate this into, hey, it'll never go anywhere, but the court of public opinion has smeared Matt forever now, right?
Well, that's why alternative media is so important. The mainstream media, more and more people are not listening to it. They're going to the sources. They're going to shows like this, and they're saying, okay, what really happened? I want to find out what really happened. That's why Trump got elected, despite all the polls saying that he was not going to be elected, all the mainstream media outlets saying he was not going to be elected, because people have said, no, we're not going to listen to the propaganda outlets. We're going to listen to the truth. I think that that is what bodes well for us in the future.
What do you think? With you, are they going to be able to have their way and force you out? Are they going to be able to force Donald out? Are they going to be able to take this impeachment? And you know, what do you think is going to happen with all this? Are we going to prevail?
Well, I think we are going to prevail, and I think that's what they're scared about. I think that's why they're reacting like they are. I'm not going to resign. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to back down. My supporters and the constituents of the 4th Legislative District have reelected me time and time again by huge margins, because they understand that I am standing for the values, traditions, culture, and heritage that made this country great, and that I stand for the Constitution. Those things are very simple, and I think that when elected officials go out and they're willing to fight for the folks are willing to stand for them.
All right, I'm going to paint the next false narrative they're pitching, and then on the other side of the break, we'll have Matt Shea respond. And then I want to turn it over to Scott and Kurt to be able to ask some questions and kind of vet some of this as well. But let me set this up. Here's what they're saying. They're saying Matt Shea wants to create a Christian country where, you know what, you got to kill everybody who is a male who dissents from this Christian nation. Got to get rid of the Constitution. Got to put kind of a Christian theocracy in place and, you know, hey, kill them all and let God sort them out. It's kind of the idea they're pitching. And well, I don't see that it could be further from the truth. That's not what Matt's talking about. Matt's talking about a possible 51st state because there's no representation. But there's a big difference between saying, hey, we believe we ought to, you know, divide and subdivide power using the checks and balances that protected America and made us great and making sure people have representation, not just taxation. But yet they manipulate this into, hey, now he's a Christian supremacist. He wants to go ahead and create a new theocracy kind of country. And, hey, kill any opposition and let God sort them out. And I mean, they're literally talking about this kind of a narrative, ladies and gentlemen. But yet, the record stands in complete contrast to that. Matt's movements have been documented. Remember, he's a legislator. So everything he does, he's an attorney. Literally everything he does gets documented 66 ways from Sunday. What they're suggesting doesn't stand up to scrutiny at all. All right, when we get back, we'll have Matt respond to that, and then we'll let Scott and Kurt chime in more. You're listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live with Matt Shea, legislator from the state of Washington.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is ordering new public safety measures to protect Jewish neighborhoods from hate and violence following Saturday's stabbing attacks that wounded five people at a Hanukkah celebration at the home of a rabbi north of New York City.
Light towers at key locations and communities are already 15 up, six more are coming, and we will add as needed. We will be adding more security cameras.
U.S. airstrikes pounding militias in Iraq and Syria over the weekend. The Pentagon says the targets were linked to Iranian-backed forces that have reportedly been attacking American and Iraqi military installations. This morning, the Pentagon says U.S. forces have carried out airstrikes in Somalia a day after a deadly car bombing there that killed at least 79 people. In these attacks by the U.S., four terrorists were reportedly killed. And this is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
This year has seen fewer law enforcement fatalities in the line of duty than last year. That's according to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, which says as of December 27th, 128 federal, state, and local officers had died while on duty. That's an 18% drop from 2018's 157 fatalities. Death by firearms, the number one cause, 49 officers killed by gunfire, the second leading cause of death, traffic fatalities. Today, officials will be testing out the ball in Times Square that will be used to ring in the new year. The ball, which is capable of displaying over 16 million different colors, will be sent up and down a pole to make sure it's good to go. Getting late word that in the NFL, the New York Giants head coach Pat Shurmur has been fired by the team. Shurmur just two seasons in that post in New York. And this is USA Radio News.
On his website, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Shea says this, VoteShea.com to check it out yourself. But he says, when legislation comes before me, it must pass three tests. One, is it constitutional according to the original intent of our founding fathers and our God-given and inalienable rights? So number one, is it constitutional? Two, can it be done more efficiently in the private sector? And three, can it be done with existing revenues rather than raising taxes? Sounds like a common sense, down-to-earth, electable individual who will defend what we hold dear in America. But now they're saying, no, this guy's a Christian supremacist. He wants to create a Christian government and literally kill them all and let God sort them out if they oppose me. That's what they're literally saying, Matt.
It is. And ridiculous.
It is insanity.
So, well, first of all, there's an important point here. Regarding the Constitution, it is still a constitutionally protected right to peaceably assemble while armed. And this presumption that merely because people are armed, they are promoting armed conflict is a logical fallacy. You can't conflate both of those things. And yet, this is the presumption that is undergirding all of these smears and allegations and all the gun control pushes and everything, red flag laws, all that stuff. Actually, it's the exact opposite. People want to be armed precisely to avoid conflict, at least the people that I know and the people that you know, Sam. So then they take that, they try to make anybody that's armed scary, and then they try to say, oh, and they're Christian, they must want to kill anybody that doesn't believe what they believe. And so they try to cite this document that they call the Manifesto. It was really just a very simple Bible study on a series of sermons on Deuteronomy 20. Now, it was funny. I was on the radio, actually, with an attorney from New York, which is always enjoyable because usually they, you know, usually it's a very lively show. And this guy was saying, oh, is it true that you believe it? I said, it doesn't matter what I believe or how I feel about something. That's what it says in the original Hebrew. And those are very accurate notes if you read the Bible. The second thing that's very interesting is the media failed to publish the 12 other documents in that study of warfare. Those 12 other documents conclusively disprove their narrative because it goes through the history of warfare. It had the Battle of Cowpens, the Battle of Kings Mountain, military code of conduct, Colonel Glover Johns' observations on war, observations on the Vietnam War, notes on just war theory. And when we deploy overseas to a combat zone, at least when I did in Bosnia and Iraq, we would brief our soldiers on just war theory. And so having those documents, A, is not a crime, and B, actually, more people should study the history of warfare.
It's also important to let people know a little bit about you when you mention that stuff, Matt, because you met your wife, Victoria, in 2008, and what a blessing it is, it says on your website, to live with such a wonderful woman. She has also given me an incredible perspective on freedom after living under communist rule in the Ukraine during her childhood. Anyway, it talks about enduring persecution religiously and more. Oh, man, I bet she's just fearful of what she's seeing happening to her husband and in America today.
Well, she is. My sister-in-law was imprisoned twice. She was broken out of a communist work camp once over a 14-foot chain-link fence while pregnant. My father-in-law's best friend, Leonid Svetlov, was in the gulag with Alexander Solzhenitsyn. So these folks understand when they start seeing this type of socialist Marxist smear tactics that persecution is not too far behind.
All right. He also had a drill sergeant that once told him this: always be prepared to give up your career at a moment's notice to do the right thing. Sound Amen. Advice. Scott, you want to start on that point?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's so many places to go with this thing. I have a friend. He's a retired senior officer, military officer, and it's interesting that you have had those that encouraged doing the right thing for the right reasons. I have this friend that says that on January 20th, 1993, the wheels started to fall off the military in terms of doing the right thing, and it became a politically correct kind of something that was done for politics and for purposes of promotion of yourself and career over doing the right thing for the right reasons. I suspect that your old drill sergeant probably had been in the military before that. And the reason that that date is given by my friend, that's the date that Bill Clinton was sworn in as president. And I hope that we still retain a large number of our military personnel that are soundly founded in their principles and have a desire to do the right thing for the right reasons. But I fear that at the very senior ranks at this point, I mean, do the math from 1993 till now, some of those individuals have gotten into very senior ranking levels. And I hope that our military can keep, you know, its perspective and do the right thing for the right reason, because the politics of the matter, they're being pushed in another direction. I suspect that they're trying to do this with you, Matt, to get you out of the way, like they do with all others that are standing in the way of correct principles. And you're just a bunch of noise that's keeping them from being able to run roughshod over all the principles. And I mean, I've been sitting here while we've been talking, going over the an NPR report. And there's some other things that have been. This biblical war thing is a real eye opener. How they've spun this out of control. It's just amazing to me what they're doing to smear you.
Well, you know, this is not again about Trump or me or even, you know, any of us on the show right now, as much as it is about the people. They're coming for the people, and we're standing in the way. And this idea that you can you know, be smeared because you believe the Bible means what it says and the Constitution means what it says. I mean, my goodness, imagine what the founding fathers would be saying today. And again, very easily refuted stuff, yet it goes international. The New York Times tries to pick it up and create a story out of nothing. And, you know, we talked about it briefly earlier, but the only way to really challenge things right now is through lawsuits and through alternative media that gets the truth out directly to the people.
Well, and I would say continue. I mean, the people have got to hear the story directly, because they're not going to hear it through this managed media where, you know, they have a message, and you're kind of counter message to that, and they're trying to figure out a way to silence you. And I think that double down on your efforts to take this to the people and let the people make the decision. I think you'll continue to be a thorn in the side of those that are trying to just, you know, take over without, I mean, they'll have a coup without having a coup. They're going to do the Gramscian approach, doing it by vote, you know, and that's what's happening right now, is that the Gramscian approach to taking over government is being done by votes that are held by ignorant people. Keep your people, you know.
I look at Ammon Bundy as the quintessential example of what they're going to do. They're going to literally drag you before a court. They're literally going to deny you your freedom. They're going to do everything for 2 years. And multiple juries and the judge and everybody else said, look, these people aren't guilty of what you claim. The government lied. The government withheld exculpatory evidence. The government literally perjured themselves. The government got caught at it. The judge in Nevada said, I got to dismiss this. Too much scandal by your government and the FBI. They literally have government provocateurs that are encouraging people to commit suicide. They have government provocateurs that were literally creating firing ranges and literally upping the ante at every turn on this. The lawyer literally got tased in court over this. The juries see it for what it is. It's very hard to get the true details in front of a jury, but you know what? By the grace of God, that was done. But what they're trying to do, so Ammon Bundy literally had to serve 2 years in prison, and he's guilty of nothing. That's what they want to happen, because then they make enough examples out of us to bear, maybe we'll go away and let them have their tyranny, Matt.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. And that's what's so startling about all of this, is that's what they really believe. You know, the special agent in charge was fired down in Nevada over all of this stuff after another special agent, Larry Wooten, came forward with his memo detailing all of this stuff. And when you read that memo, it is actually very well laid out what some of these bureaucrats, not all, but some of these bureaucrats, think of the American people. They want to lord over. They want to control. They want to take away property without due process. They want to, you know, they want to quite literally, in their own words, implement tyranny. Now, they may not say the word tyranny, but certainly all the incidents and badges of tyranny, absolutely.
But you know what? I think the only thing stopping the truth from coming out and stopping the American people from flat out saying, we're not going to have it, we're not going to tolerate it, throw these rascals out, throw these people in jail, et cetera, is the mainstream press. They manipulate the court of public opinion so much to where, hey, if you're friends with Sam Bushman or Matt Shea, or Ammon Bundy, now you must be a hate monger. You must be a Christian or a white supremacist, or you must be a... And literally it goes on and on and on. But I defend Ammon Bundy, and I defend my brother in liberty, Matt Shea, publicly, unequivocally defend them and say, you know what? This is absolutely bogus. And Americans better get caught up quick. Kirk Crosby has a couple of thoughts and maybe a question or three in seconds. Matt Shea, LibertyRoundtable.com.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, it's Scott Bradley, Matt Shea, Kurt Crosby, and Sam Bushman on your radio, Kurt.
Well, it seems like it comes right down to one simple old phrase that we've learned a long time ago, and that is, when you're catching flack, you're right on target. So keep it up,
Matt. You want to respond to that, Matt?
Yeah, I appreciate it. That's kind of been what has encouraged us for so long, is that you don't get this kind of opposition if you're ineffective and you're not working for the folks. When you're working for the folks, you're going to get grief, and you're going to get attacked. And we should, you know, understand that's just part of what happens in the world today. You know, one of the other things that I find interesting is they make this claim of racism out there, and yet over the last year and a half, the media has refused, and this centers around a small town in Northeast Washington called Marble, and has a God and Country celebration, and they say it's a white supremacist compound. And yet, for a year and a half, these guys have failed to interview the two black pastors that live there, who are really upset about being called white supremacists, by the way.
Well, there you have it. And the supremacist idea is starting to be attached to anything they don't like. So now they know white supremacist is failing because everybody knows that's all bogus. Now they want to use Christian supremacist. Pretty soon they'll be like, broadcaster supremacist. You're a broadcaster too. Matt Shea does a radio show called Patriot Radio. But we syndicate that, Liberty News Radio, and on the 11 Liberty Radio Networks syndicate this show. Matt does a phenomenal job, but I digress. But to say everything is supremacist now, if they want to use labels and manipulate this court of public opinion against you, Matt.
They don't want the next generation to know that there were values, traditions, culture, and heritage that made this country great. Yes, there is a value system that is the greatest in the world. Yes, there is a country that is the greatest in the world. Yes, there are political systems that are the greatest in the world, and they have worked to create the most prosperity for the most people across the board. And so what they want to try to do is paint folks. They want to paint good evil and evil good in a very short sentence.
Well, and let me point this out too, to take the opposite statement that Kurt made. Kurt said, when you're, you know, catching flack, you know you're over the target. But if you're not catching flack, you know you're not over the target. Well, you're over the target in so many ways, as an attorney, as a talk show host, as an elected legislator, as a former vet, or I shouldn't say former vet, as a vet, a former serviceman. You've got so many boxes checked to defend this republic, they don't know what to do with you, sir. That's really the problem, isn't it?
Well, it is. They don't know what to do with anybody that doesn't fit their narrative or doesn't go along with it. And again, you know, going back to this report with the scope of work and them creating threat levels for individual citizens, that's akin to what's going on in China with social credit scores. That's where they want to go with this. If you don't toe the line, you should suffer repercussions. And that is tyranny. That is communist Marxism in America that is totally antithetical to what we believe in. And you know something? For those of us that have fought for this country and have watched people die for this country and seen that happen, this is the most offensive thing these people can do. But they believe that they are so close to their goal that they effectively can run to the finish line without any more pretense or covering for their actions anymore, that they can just run straight to the finish line and, you know, nobody's really going to catch them.
I got news for them. It ain't going to happen. Now, the other thing they're trying to do, and they're trying to do this to you and Donald and everybody, they're trying to say, you know, you're a vet. I know you've had a hard time in war, Matt. I know that it was very brutal and horrible, and you know, but your mental stability might not be there, Matt. We probably ought to evaluate for your good, sir, for your good.
Right.
Isn't that where they're going to? Because they have nowhere else to go.
Well, let's talk about that. There are two things that they're going to use to do this. First of all, Antifa, and I've been traveling around the country giving speeches over the last few months on the real threats that actually face this country, that there are actual threats to this country that we need to start talking about, like Antifa, the John Brown Gun Club, the Socialist Rifle Association, and Redneck Revolt, who have published online, Redneck Revolt, for example, published online a terror training manual from Carlos Marighella, a Brazilian communist who was implicated in the kidnapping of a U.S. ambassador in 1969. Why is that not being talked about in the media? And this is really important to understand. They want to use Child Protective Services as a political weapon against people that they disagree with. And I have screen captures of it. This is part of their tactic. The second tactic that they're going to use are red flag laws against people solely because of their beliefs. I want to give you a specific example. In Western Washington, 2 months ago, the red flag law was used here. The FBI, and this was in the paper, they actually said this publicly. The FBI came to the King County prosecutor and said, "This guy's a dirtbag. We can't find anything criminal on him, but can you still use the red flag law?" The King County prosecutor said, "Absolutely." And the King County prosecutor used the red flag law to take away this person's firearms solely based on their beliefs. Now, this person was an actual neo-Nazi. The guy had gone to Germany and done some things like that. Most of us would totally disagree with everything this guy stands for, but that's the person that they go after first. He uses the precedent to then come after Christians like us.
And hold on, let me be very clear. I don't agree with anything this guy might believe, but I will defend his God-given rights. Now, you know what? He can think and believe and have his conscience, and I can say it's abhorrent. But I will also defend his right to think and believe what he wants, no matter how abhorrent his views may be. If there's no crime, I'm not ready to prosecute or have the government become the thought police. And that's what we're backing into as well, Matt.
That's exactly what this is. It's exactly what this is. And notice it's only one belief system that they're attacking. It is a belief system that has the most liberty and the most freedom and the most prosperity. So you have to ask yourself, why would they attack that? Well, Karl Marx actually said why they wanted to attack that in the Communist Manifesto, Chapter 2. He said that Marxism's goal was to abolish private property, abolish the family, abolish national sovereignty, and then, of course, abolish eternal truths, religion, and all morality. Why? Because when you do that, it makes people easy to control, easy to manipulate, and if you take away their property rights, they can't fight back.
I bet Scott Bradley has something to say about that, Scott.
Well, he's absolutely correct. All of the statements he's made, and it really is becoming apparent that you think about ad hominem attacks. They're personal attacks. They really don't have the bad guys, the ones that are attacking Matt and many of these principles. They don't have any evidence of what they're trying to, you know, promote the idea, but they're using a smear attack, group association, and all that kind of stuff. And basically it comes down to, hey, you're fat, so you're bad, or you're ugly, or you're bad, whatever. And these personal attacks mean to me that they have no leg to stand on. It is absolutely an evidence that when they've gone this far down where they have to do those personal kinds of attacks and they try and make guilt by association, all those kind of things, where they completely obfuscate or ignore the facts and the truth, you know they're really down to a point of desperation, and that's where they are so much of this nation. Just go back for just a second to this just war thing. Most Americans have never heard of St. Augustine of Hippo. I mean, he was in the 4th and 5th century A.D. He very well documented this concept of just war. And Matt, you talked about briefing your troops on those kinds of things. And perhaps they would like us to forget all about that because they don't think there should be any principles that are involved in anything they go about. And I think Americans just need to take more time to do an in-depth study themselves. People need to look at what Matt's written and make their own decision and stop watching and listening to the bizarre things that the mainstream media is saying about him. I mean, I've been sitting here reading while we're going through it some of the things. I'm going, holy cow, this is amazing. And there's no evidence of anything. It's simply statements that are broad brush and kind of all-encompassing, but they don't really have any substance to them that you can say, oh, this is based on that. They're just making statements without truth in them. And so people need to do their own investigation, unquestionably.
All right, Matt, what do you say? Any final things? What can we do for you? I want to publicly say that I completely support Matt Shea. I'll do everything within my power to use the media influence that I have and everything at my disposal to have the truth told. What they're doing to you is criminal. It's got to stop. We've got to expose these people, and we've got to literally, have accountability here, folks. Because if it happens to Matt, if it happens to Evan Bundy, and if it happens to Donald Trump, I'm telling you, you fall somewhere in between, ladies and gentlemen. And this is serious, serious business. We're beyond just talk. They're literally, they threw Evan Bundy in jail for 2 years. I don't know about a speedy trial, but he didn't get one. Due process, he didn't get it. The government got caught lying, and he went free, guilty of nothing. But he still lost 2 years of his life. If they use these case precedent against the Donald and against Matt Shea, where are we going to end up next, Matt? And we better do something. We better do it fast, sir.
We better do it fast, no question about it. And here's my final thought. This next year, 2020, is a year where they are quite literally trying to bring everything to a head. Antifa is recruiting. All these other organizations are recruiting, and they are growing in size. They want to take over this country and replace our God-given constitutional republic with something horrifically worse. And we all, it's going to take all of us to stand on the line and preserve this great country for the next generation. Again, this isn't about Donald Trump or Matt Shea. This is about all of us preserving liberty for that next generation. And if you could, Sam, I would greatly appreciate spreading the video that I did. It was a video interview with the New American Magazine nationally, spreading this interview far and wide that conclusively debunks this report, this so-called investigation, and gets the truth out.
Email me the video. I'll put it on my website. I'll send you the archives for this where you can point to it and spread the word too. And, of course, we'll do the same. Matt,
all right.
Let's have Scott Bradley give us the final word. What do you want to give us the final word on this, Scott?
Well, Matt, I take my hat off to you. Like, again, as was said, you're on target. Don't lose the faith. There's a lot of good people that trust and respect you. There's a lot of good people that are pulling for you. We just need to help articulate what's at stake so that those good people can feel like, they have, a way to present the case. And so, let's get as much information out as we can. Get it in the hands of everybody. Sam will do a great job with that. But, keep the faith. Don't give up. The fight's worth it.
Amen.
Kurt?
Man, you wonder what to add after all that. But, it's... Privilege rubbing shoulders with you, Matt and Scott. Keep up the good work. And ladies and gentlemen, we request your participation. That's the only reason we can bring you these excellent programs is your help. Please participate. Thank you.
I submit, ladies and gentlemen, that the truth shall make us free. If we don't stand now, when they come for us, there'll be nobody to stand. We better stand together. We better turn to God. We better repent. We better forgive. And most importantly, we better become a moral people. And if we do, God will heal our land and protect us. I don't know if that's what they call a Christian supremacist, but I believe God is supreme. And I believe I'm his child. And as the children of God, male and female, created to us, we will stand for God, family, and country. We will protect life, liberty, and property. For Scott Bradley, for Matt Shea, for Kurt Crosby and Sam Bushman, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right, will you? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the republic.